Genesis 1, 2, and 3. The man that fears the Lord God, they shall understand. His soul shall ever dwell at ease. His children rule the land. Number 62, 1, 2, and 3. We will read to you from God's holy word, prophet of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. Any that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money, and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God. And for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, Hij returns dat teder, dat water die hurt, en makes it drink for them, but that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall be prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come of the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come of the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign, that shall not be cut up. This was our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. O Lord, it has pleased thee to bring us in this evening of this work day, in this house of worship, to call upon thy holy name and to place ourselves under thy eternal word and testimony. Other ones are cut off out of the land of living. It is eternity for them, and it is confirmed where the tree falls, there he shall lay, in the north or in the south. We are still at this side of the grave, still in the day of salvation. O Lord, give us impression of it in our hearts, young and old, great and small. Thou knowest we have no impressions at all. What is left after the fall of Adam? 'Tis thine own word and testimony that we are dead in trespasses and sin, no concern about thee, but also about ourselves, living on and on thy nature, as we shall live all the time, and that there never shall come an end to it, that it may please thee, Lord, to remember us. After the multitude of thy mercies, in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, to visit us in this evening. From all eternity, thou hast thoughts of peace, and our thoughts of evil. Over all them that are chosen by thee and loved by thee with a love eternal. And thou hast said in thy word that the secret things are for the Lord our God, but revealed for us and for our children. And now to the revealed things belongs also that thou declares unto us in this evening, to have no desire in the death of sinners, nor in his destruction, but well in his life, and in his conversion and salvation. Oh, that it may please thee, Lord, that our gathering was not in vain this evening, but that there have something. The times are so dark, they're so far away and gone. But thou hast also declared that Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and forever the same. And unto thee is given all power in heaven and upon earth. And thou can make us receptive also for thy word in this evening. Give him who is called by renewal to preach thy word freedom and liberty and love in his heart and strength in his soul, and that it was bound upon his heart the honor of the Lord, the glorification of Christ, and the salvation of sinners, that the devil be ashamed in this evening. As a roaring lion, he is always going out, seeking to devour. And as an angel of light, to deceive souls for eternity. But have mercy with all of us and give us an undeserved and necessary blessing in this our gathering. Look upon us from on high, the sick and afflicted, those that were otherwise with us. For we commend them all at thy throne in their houses, in the hospitals, and where that they are, remember them in Christ Jesus. Recover, if it can please thee. And above all, sanctify thy dealings to the soul. And that it was given to all of us to number our days, that we apply us unto wisdom. The boys in the service and in Vietnam, look upon them from on high in mercy and in compassion. All the widows, orphans and widows, we commend them all at thy throne. Supply the needs and wants in speaking and in hearing, in our hearts, in our midst, in our families. Look upon us from on high and grant unto us an undeserved blessing, that our gathering was not a burden, but that it was to the rejoicing of our hearts, with the pardoning of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 115. Your offering will be for the school. 115. Expand the heart for streams of living water. The soul longs, my soul, O living God, for thee. Number 115. My text for this evening, that is again in the Acts of the Apostles, the 8th chapter, the verse 27, the last part. These words, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. This part. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last time about that eunuch, that he left his country that had taken place something in the heart of that man, that he came to the realization that there was something missing within. That feeling that that man had before satisfied with the world and with everything that is of this world, that was gone. It was so different as that it was before. And now that man, the text said that he had come to Jerusalem to worship. That is a part out of that history of that eunuch, worthy to be considered. There are many things in the Bible, of course, that is for me, that is for you. We are reading that year after year, to realize what really the contents is of it. I hope this evening that by the explaining of this text and of the life of that man, that it will become, if it was never clear before for us, that it become very clear to us what it means and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. That man stay not in his own country. There is several people that said that they are converted. But there comes never in their life a leaving of what there was before in their life. Several people, they say, you cannot be converted and you can keep on in your same life as you were living before. There is other people that have no other purpose in their life than to go to heaven. But still, no changing in their life before. But now with this eunuch, was it much different? That man that came to Jerusalem to worship. In other words, that man, he left his country. Could he not worship the Lord in his own country? Must that man now travel 1300 hours to come to Jerusalem. Was that now necessary? That is a question that you hear time and again out of the mouth of people. Is it now necessary that there happens this and that there happens that? Why is it now necessary that there have to come such a difference in our life? The answer for that is, of course, very simple and very easy. You read in Psalm 45, "Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is the Lord, and worship thou him." Thus there you have the answer to the question. That men could at that time no longer live and no longer stay in his own country. He had to come to Jerusalem. And then to come there to worship, said the text. Why must that man now go to Jerusalem? There in that city, that was the city of the Lord, there in that city there was the temple. And the people, not only in Palestine, but in all the surrounding countries, they all go 3 times a year up to that city to worship the Lord. But again, is that now so necessary to make such a big trip? I tell you, if the Lord convert a sinner, then he is immediately willing to do everything what the Lord commands in his word. The Lord had commanded in Deuteronomy that the people would go to that city 3 times a year. That was the place where they have to go. And it reminds us to a young boy that was asked once by a minister in a catechism class, whether that he would be saved. And then that boy, he said to that minister, "The need of my heart to be converted, that is so great, even that I have to go on my knees to North Africa." He said, "I will go there if I can be converted." If the work of the Lord is in our heart, then we will leave and forsake everything. You read about the disciples, that they had also left everything and had followed the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, as we read in Psalm 110, that the Lord had a willing people in the day of his power. And that changing that the Lord gives in the heart of his people, that is a perfect change. That man here in Acts 8, he left his own country. That man that had thought that he must come in Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And it was for that cause that he made that big trip. And in his mind and in his heart, he had so many thoughts about coming to the city. He expects everything for his soul there in that city. He thought really, if he came to that place, then he would find satisfying for his heart and for his life. He had heard about the city, several things, and that was the reason that his heart was going out to come to that city. It was well an awful trip, but I think for that man it was a very easy trip. They were not highways as we have now, no. And we can well realize that the way to that city from out his own country, that outwardly that it was a hard way, full of difficulties. But there were for that man that he started to travel, there were no mountains at all and no difficulties. Even that people had said to him, oh man, what an undertaking. I think you never come to that place, to that city. And then that man that had surely well answered the people, no doubt about it, I will come there. He had, in other words, outwardly also, much resistance to undertake such a trip. You can well realize that, that cost much. But if it is the work of the Lord in our heart, then everything that is easy. If the work of the Lord is not in our hand, if it is really, if it is the work of the Lord later on, but we are not filled with that same love and with that same zeal as in former days, oh, then it is sometimes so hard to come to such things in our life that we see. So many lions on the way, and so many mountains, but it was now with that man the same thing as that you later, as that you read in the Word of God of the women on the morning of the resurrection. They go to that sepulcher to see Christ there, to anoint, to balm him. To show the last respects of love to the Christ. It was not when they were still home that they were talking about that big stone. No. But when they came close to the garden of Joseph of Arimathea, then that objection that came in their minds, but not when they were home. And still, when they were looking to that stone, then that stone that was rolled away. So it was now with this man the same thing. Oh, he had so many imaginations about coming to that city. He had thought, let I not try to say something about it. He had thought, I shall meet there nothing else than converted people. And that people that shall instruct me, that people that shall teach me, that people that shall encourage me, all that people that shall be everything for me. That was what he thought. And I think, that is my idea, but I think also, he was a rich man, and he could give much money to stay in some places. As you can well realize, there was no objection at all. And if you are rich, yeah, then life that is to a certain extent not so hard. Then there is always people that will help to have the profit of that money. Thus you can well realize that in that traveling to Jerusalem, that it was really the distance, it was well a great distance, but for himself that distance, that was not so great. No. That man that came to Jerusalem to worship, to call upon the name of the Lord, to receive there an answer from the Lord, to receive there the solution of his heart, but he could not find in his own country. And he thought, if I am in that temple there, then all that emptiness of an heart that shall be taken away. And then from that time on, I shall have a wonderful life in the world. Maybe now you can think why that I have read to you Isaiah 55 this evening. Did you? What text do I have in my mind this evening out of that chapter? That the Lord said to his people, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The ways of the Lord with his people are so different as that they ever had thought. There comes a time in our life, congregation, that when we think about all the ways of the Lord that we have to go through it, all the depths, all the difficulties, that many times that we say, oh, if I have known that there was a store by the Lord for me, how, in other words, that the outcome is.
more and more and a deeper knowledge of myself. More and more bothered with the sharp arrows of the devil. And oh, let I not talk about the devil to you this evening. But what we all find here inside, enmity against the Lord. Desire sometime in nothing. Even no desire sometime to pray. Even some no desire to think. To take a book. I remember years ago that I came here in the house. People had years gone already. And that man that was a lover of reading. On every table there lay books. And good books. The best old writers. And then one time, the elder that is also gone. But then one time, when he came there, that elder, he said, it seems that you have much desire to read to that man. I say, no, no. Did that man that have no more desire to read? No. Because I know instead that men that have no desire to read. Yeah, but that other man said, why the books stand on the table? Oh, I say, boy, I tell you. Sometime, and there is nothing, no. But sometime then he takes a book. And then he starts to read. And then it touched him. And then he had desire to read again. Does he take sometime a book? With that, oh yeah. With that crumb. Hope in his heart that he shall not receive desire to. That man that could think that up never before, no. Once I meet a man and he told about his conversion in other place here in the country. And every morning that man had to travel to his work in a bus for an hour. But then he always took 5 o'clock in the morning of a sermon with him. And then he was reading a sermon in the bus before that he came to his work. So desiring to read and to pick up something. And if you now in such a time say to such a person, now this shall become a time for you that the dust is laying upon the books. And that you have no more desires. Then he would say, oh, no. I cannot believe. But what I talk about this evening, that is about a man that was standing in the first club. There was in the heart of that man such a need for the Lord, for his favor, for his grace, for his love, that man that could not live without. It was as he were singing this evening, as in a heart panted after the water brook. So, my soul panted after thee, the living God. A nice time, oh yes. If we become older and old, and we would have the same fire as that we have in our earlier days, with that little light that we have now received, then we had a wonderful life. But most of the time is that when there is fire, there is no light. And if there is light, there is no fire. That men that traveled to Jerusalem, 1,300 men. If I now this evening say, if you have a little paper, man, who will write his name now on that paper to make that trip? 1,300 now. How many names do I have this evening? Shall your name look written here? That I must be comforted and that I cannot be comforted. But that meat in our hearts and in our soul. You read about the man, he said, give me Jesus, here I die. He traveled 1,300 hours to come to Jerusalem and to worship the Lord. Why? Oh, my dear friends, that man that was in himself unworthy, and the Lord was worthy above everything, then you have it. That is now the secret of that spiritual life in our hearts. And as I told you this evening, the expectations, the high expectations that unit has to come to Jerusalem and there to find that the desire of his happiness. All that hath already gladdened his heart. So it is with God's people also. But that men and God's children too, they have to learn that out of the works of the law, that no flesh can ever be justified. Because in his traveling to Jerusalem, then it was really with that man that he was expected from the law. And that he, by doing the works of the law, that he would satisfy, that he would content his heart and satisfy the Lord. That was because he knew no Christ. And he know nothing about the way of salvation. No. The Apostle Paul, he said that the gospel is covered. And Christ is unknown to us unless and so long as that Christ is not revealed to our soul. And the revelation of Christ that is in the heart of a lost sinner. A sinner that had nothing else than guilt and sin, and that is worthy to be condemned forever and forever. And now that man came in Jerusalem, and he was never, even in his own country, he was never so disappointed as that. But that he now meet there people that was satisfied with themselves without ground for eternity. And that eunuch itself, he could not be satisfied with himself. That man, he was an unhappy sinner. Unhappy. And there he came in contact with those Pharisees and with those scribes and with all that religion people. But there was not the one man that was talking as that it was in his own heart, in his heart. There was not the one unhappy man that he met. And he had heard not one word that had given hope for his soul. They were talking about religion, and they were slandering Christ, and the followers of Christ. And that meant that must attach all from Christ. There's now you cannot realize, people, what a bitter, and what an awful disappointment that it was for that man to come to Jerusalem. They have talked to about so many things, but not about anything that is so for looking out for us. That man that must have the balm out of Gilead, that man that must hear the words of eternal life, and he did not hear any word about it. Same thing, people, as an unhappy person, wretched, lost, undone, comes under a preaching where you nothing heard about Christ, that he died for sins. And then they can all have a nice talk and speech, and they can explain a text so nice, but if there is no life in it, it is all dead. If they now preach, let I say it in this manner this evening, and maybe it is easy to understand it. If they now preach an object and no subject. An object and no subject. If they preach Christ, but the way how that we shall come to him, and how that we shall be united with him, and how that all goes, then we leave that church empty. And more wretched than that we came in. But if we come under a preaching, where we hear an object and a subject, and where it is preached in all the details, the way of salvation, through what ways that the Lord goes with his people, that he brings it to an end in sight, that there is no hope left for him. Then they say, now I have only to hope. If that is now the way to heaven, to become nothing, and to be cut off in all my hopes and in all my expectations, if that is now the way, then I have a little hope that the work of the Lord is imminent. That is not that they are satisfied with it, and that it is brought to a solution for the soul, that is something else that lays farther away. But still, if they hear the preaching of the gospel in the right way, oh, then they have an hope in the soul. And then that gives relief for their heart. But if we not hear it, then you can well realize, people, what an emptiness that there is in the heart of the people. The Lord, he had promised that from the housetops that shall be preached, but they
place in the inner shame. And that man brings on the pulpit things where we were wrestling with yesterday, wrestling last night, and that they have a little freedom, that they say, Lord, if it is now your work in my heart, let that man this evening say how it is. And if they hear then declare their life, or in other words, that the riddles of the soul be unriddled, and that man one riddle after the other unriddled, then you can realize even that they have to sit there the whole night, they will do it. Oh, there is no thoughts about it. Then they shall not look to the watch whether it is time to go away. Then they shall not look to the wall or to the ceiling. No. But when that man said amen, oh, then they said, is it now our time? Is it now really time to go out of the church already? It's only a little while. I thought that man that was busy to explain something for my soul. I would rather that he keep on with it. That is when there is a need in our soul, people. And then again that comes back that my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways. But that the Lord give us light over it in our hearts. And now that man that had come to Jerusalem, but he did not found what he had looked for. And then he was so discouraged, that man, that he returned back, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. They were out of Jerusalem to that country where that man was living, two ways. There was one way, they called that the royal way. We would say the highway. That was a broad road. And most of the people had chosen that road to travel on account that it was so an easy way. But now that man that had that returned through a way much different as the first way. It was a way so full of difficulties. It was a way that nobody ever would seek and look out to return, because it was death accepted by death. And if you now know what a desert is, then you can realize a little on what road that man was traveling. A desert. That was a way, a path, full with dangers. Because there were also robbers, thieves, murderers. There was almost no way to travel on. And still that man sitting in his chariot He was traveling through that way with his death. But the end will be for that man, he don't know. So it is now also, my dear people, in the heart and in the life of God's children. They have to travel to the death, to a way that is called the death. Sands, mountains, woods, big stones, all kind of wild animals, that was all that there was in finding the death. And that man that was now death. God's people that comes in race congregation, that all their life goes out. That their hope is gone. That they have nothing to look for the future. Because he had hoped to find it, to found it there in Jerusalem. And then to return as a happy man to his own country. And now he has found nothing. As righteousness. Nothing else as his happiness. And then the longer that takes congregation, the more that we come here in trouble. It is finally the same thing as you read in the Old Testament with the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness. Then sometimes they were so mad and murmuring. And then they say to Moses, what have you done with us? What have you done with us? Why? Did you ever brought us out of that Egypt? Sometimes they say to Moses in that Egypt, we have nice festivals there. What do we have here? Nothing as stones and sand. That's all that it is. It is all dry and it is all torn and thin. But of course there are people of Israel that never could go back. God's children, they cannot not go back. No. They cannot go back. Because when they were going through the Red Sea, as soon as they were at the other side, then the waters of that sea that came together, there the way was shut. There was no way to go back. For God's people, there is no way to go back. No. I hope that we know that way. I hope that we know those circumstances. I will now talk not a little about it. But we let us now sing together. Who shall the young director wait? What light shall be the perfect guide? Thy word, O Lord, will safely lead if in its wisdom they confine. 322, the first and the second stanza.
Thank you.
And our congregation, look now to that eunuch. There he goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. This is desperate. Shall now that man die in despair too? Shall it now come out soon that it was all his own doom? That it was all his own work? That joy that man had in his heart by leaving this his country and on the way to Jerusalem, he thought, I found there everything, and now he found there in hell. Did he came to despair, that man? No. No. In his desperate condition, he had written the word of God. Where did he found that? Yes. Doesn't work. The Bible tells us nothing about it. Whether that he had it already in his country, or that he had found it in Jerusalem, that is in question, but he had it. Yes. And that word, David, he said in Psalm 119, thy word is a lamp for me and a light upon my head. Yes. And that is now a wonderful experience. There is no book. I say it Monday to those boys and girls in the catechism class. There is not one book that can be compared with the word of God. And we call it an infallible word, but we call it also the holy word of God. We have nice old writers, you know, but the word of God that stands above. That is standing above everything. And Bunyan, he said sometime, then the whole Bible that is as in death stick, as in death stick. But sometime, and half that. And half that they can stuck us and touch with such and power our hearts. Yeah. We have Monday consistory meeting and I asked the clerk what they have to read. Because sometimes I don't know. Really. And he said, because the last time I was reading Psalm 100 and 101, but I skipped over 99. That he said, you have to read 99. And the second or the third verse that evening, that broke me down. And then later on, that another text, that Samuel was under those that called upon the name of the Lord and that the Lord answered him again. And then you would say, expect it or nothing at all. As that stone there. As that stone there. Yeah. But you cannot help it. You cannot help it. If it touched us, then it touched us. Yeah, and then, oh, an old friend of me, who is for years in heaven already, he said to me, all that comes from the earth, then that goes up to above, on high. And what comes from on high, that brings us down. And then you can know it, people. Oh, you can know it, where it comes from. Yes. Where it comes from. And then there is love involved in it, and humility involved. And then in one moment it's all different inside. Oh, boys and girls, men and women. If the Lord comes, it's so simple. It's so simple. It breaks us down. Oh, ask the Lord also for it. Ask the Lord also for it. He can give it you. There is nothing too wonderful for him. No. Is he not worthy to ask him? It behooves us to seek him. And that it may please him that the power of his eternal word, that it breaks our hearts in peace. And that there is not something involved. Oh, yeah, so many things. That is now so wonderful, people. Yeah, we cannot buy that for $1 million. No. The Lord, he gives you that so free and so sovereign. And that is so easy. And then you say, oh, was that now always so in my heart? Yeah, but then before that we go home, where it is very different. Yeah. He cannot keep it. And that is, we are still here in this world. We are still in this world. But some taste of it, that is so sweet, and that is so powerful, and then we would say, I would not miss it for the whole world. No. For the whole world. Yeah. And yeah, people that don't know that, they would say, oh, what is that man talking about? What is that man talking about? That the inside is bricks. Is that now so big thing, so great? Oh, men, you must just know how great that is. Because there are so many times that we say, oh Lord, shall it not ever us break our heart in peace? Shall it not ever take place that there always comes a tear in my eyes? Please. And then we have to confess that we are not worthy the least of God's blessings. That it is right that the Lord passed us by. That many were sitting there in a chariot with the prophet Isaiah. Yeah. And that was a wonderful one too. Yeah, because that Isaiah, you know, he is called the Prince of the Evangelists. There was not alone the same as that Isaiah, who had given such a wonderful testimony about the suffering and dying Christ, and Christ extolled in the state of his human, or in his exaltation. From the beginning to the end, it is all Christ. And now we hope to hear that another time, if the Lord spared us, he don't know well about whom that man was talking, but still I think there's something in me that would say this evening, oh, preacher, if I have up there the same as that man sitting with the prophet Isaiah there. You are jealous to that man? Jealous? Oh, people, that was our man, he had nothing, and he had everything. Yeah, in principle. In principle. Because if the principle is there, if the beginning is there, he who has begun the good to work, he shall perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Yet took something in his heart, some sweetness. And I think if you have asked him, you will give that prophet Isaiah to me. No, I think he had never given it to me. He would say, I see. What it is, I don't know. What it really is, I don't know. But I keep it. The man of amaze, they said, was our heart. Not burning in us. When he spake to us when he was on the road. Oh, could I give you a taste of it this evening, people? Could I give you a taste of it? I would. So sweet. And even that we have to travel most of the times of our life in a desert. In a land dry and without water. But not without hope. Not without hope that one day the Lord shall come, and that he shall reveal himself to our soul, and that he shall say, here I am, here I am, oh, seeking people in my midst, seeking people, be not discouraged, be not discouraged. There is so much here. Oh, that is looking to make you discouraged, to bring you to despair. But hope upon the Lord. He shall strengthen your heart. And at his time, he shall give the desire of the soul of congregation. That it was even for one person this evening. Then we have fruit upon our lips. And that we leave now this place this evening. One thing I have desired, I will seek after the dead. That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To see the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire into his temple. Amen. O Lord, that thy word be blessed to the conversion of the unconverted, to the uncovering of those that are resting upon false foundations, and that it was to the rejoicing of thy people, and that those that are so discouraged more than that they ever anybody can tell in the world, that in this evening that they have a seat, a little courage for the heart. Lord, be with us further now, dear ones, where they are. Look upon the whole congregation, all the sick and afflicted. Bring us back the next Sabbath day, if it can please thee. And glorify thy name in our hearts with the pardon of all our sins. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Thank you. Number 231, the last stanza. O Lord, to us thy mercy show, and thy salvation now bestow. We wait to hear what God will say. Number 231, the last stanza. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. I have not something to say this evening. Yesterday, now, Tuesday, I talked about it on the Bible class already, that we have in our consistory room some papers to place upon our cars in regard to not buying on Sunday groceries by people that is open on the Sabbath day. That committee that is formed here in the city that had made a decision to make ready such papers. Thus, all the people that want some for the cars, they can, after this service, take something out of the consisting room.